Blog Talk Radio.
We're your friends.
Your friends.
We're your neighbors.
We're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a hand.
Lifting hands.
Remembering God's favor.
God's favor.
We're your friends.
Your friends.
We're your neighbors.
We're your neighbors.
Greetings and welcome again, our radio listening audience, to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, the reality of the Creator. Thank you for joining us this beautiful Sunday morning as we bring you another profound message from Imam Shahid Shabazz. Today's discussion will be right on time with the world and the conditions of the world today. So we want you to listen carefully, invite us to join you, and join in to the discussion. This is your show, people. We want to hear from you. So just join us. Click that number one button, and you will be on the air with us. You will show up in the studio, and we will bring you on to ask questions or make comments. We want to hear from you. Today's discussion will be a world of people who have forgotten their Creator. Allah, our Creator, says in His final revelation, the Holy Quran, that when people forget Him, they forget their own souls. People, life to human beings is spiritual life. Allah also says in the Holy Quran that all that people have in this world will pass away. But Allah also says that all that's with Him in His unseen world will last forever. And Allah also says in the Holy Quran that the root of all evil is in the love of material things. Allah also says that He is the light of the heavens and the earth. Therefore, without Allah's spiritual light in this world, we are in total darkness. That means that we are totally under the power of evil. Allah created the world all good. But people understand, because Allah gives human beings a limited amount of free will, we make our world good or evil. Allah says in His book, the Quran, that all the good that happens to people comes from Allah. And He says that all the evil that happens comes from the human being's will. So people, bring your will back to Allah. Then and only then can you stop your evil ways. Allah says He will not change the evil in people's lives until they change the evil that's in their heart. Allah created the nature of good in every human heart. So by nature, people, we are good. But we have got to choose Allah's will over our own human will. Then we will see Allah's power make this world a good world again. People, our world is in our thinking. Allah says in His holy book, the Quran, He speaks to the human beings and their intelligence. People, you can see you can't see for looking. Stop looking at a world you can see and start looking inside your soul, heart, and mind. Then you can connect with Allah's goodness. As-salamu alaykum again, my beautiful audience. As you can see, we have a power discussion for you today here. And we are so glad to have you with us. We pray, Allah, that you will listen carefully, invite others to join you, and be prepared to participate with us. Make statements, give comments. Hit that number one button. Come on the air too and join us in the discussion today. And now I bring to you Imam Shahid Shabazz. As-salamu alaykum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Can you hear me?
Can you hear me? Wa alaikum salam.
Yes, I can, brother. You're on the air.
Oh, okay. So you done already done the summary?
Yes, I had you on so that you could hear. I thought you could hear me.
I hadn't been on the phone yet.
All right, okay. For some reason, your number showed up. Anyway, you're on the air now, and we're ready for you to go. It's a powerful message for the people that you have today.
Okay, well, first and foremost of all, we want to open with prayer. I'm always start with prayer because prayer begins the human life. Allah brought us into this world. Our Creator, Allah, brought us into this world in a form, in the mother's womb, that baby, when it's in a fetus position, when Allah has developed it into a fetus position, look at it. You can, they got ultrasound. You look in there, that baby is in prostration. And so we're brought into the world praying to Allah. And we are to leave the world praying and submitting to who? Allah. So let's begin. Everything begins with Allah. Everything begins with the Creator. It's His creation. So we open with the prayer, with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. All praise is due to Allah, the cherisher and sustainer of all the worlds, the most gracious, the most merciful, master, ruler of the day of judgment. Thee that we worship, and thine aid we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those on whom thou hast bestowed thy favor and thy grace, those whose portion is not rapt and who go not astray. Yes. I mean, with the title of this show, A World of People Who Have Forgotten Their Creator, we all can see that. We all can see that. It's no way this world would be in the turmoil. It's no way this world would be in the evil. All these horrific things that are happening all over the world to the human race. Almighty God, Allah say that in the end of time of this part of His creation, this world, He said that people would be committing horrific crimes against humanity. We in the last days and time of evil. Not Allah's creation, the sun, moon, the stars, the birds, the bees, no. All Allah's creation is obeying Allah and working, doing exactly what Allah created it to do to help the human being ever since He created. The only one that's out of order, out of touch with the good nature Allah created all creation with is man and woman. Why? Because they have a little limited amount of freedom of will, and they misconstrue, and they don't, they take Allah for granted, His mercy for granted, thinking because He give them a little freedom to choose right or wrong, that because He don't punish them for all the wrong they do, when they do wrong, they getting away with it. Allah say when He decreed His creation in the heavens and the earth, that He decreed His mercy prevail over His wrath. So Allah is not quick in punishing us. If He was quick in punishing us, all of us would be going to hell, right? Going on in the hereafter and be prepared for hell. Every one of us, Allah say. But Allah don't want nobody to go to hell. Allah want all of us to return back to heaven where we come from. We come from Allah to Allah. We belonging to Allah is our return. That is the believer in Allah. You must believe in Allah. And Allah said, don't think of those who die living a righteous life, serving Allah, striving to please Allah in everything they do. He said, don't think they're dead. He said, when they die, they ain't dead. Though the people on this earth don't perceive them as alive no more, because most people on this earth, most Muslims too, they only perceive life in the things they see. They perceive life in what? Their own flesh. Oh, I look good. She look good. She beautiful. Oh, look at that beautiful car. That car, look at that. Look, that's a classic. It's so beautiful. It looks so good. Oh, look, oh, look at the sun, the moon, the stars. Oh, they look so beautiful. And they don't, and I said it in part of my talk in this show, about this show, most people can't see for looking. What am I talking about? You're looking at things that ain't real, and most people, Muslim too, believe in the things that they see and in themselves too, and all of these things are unreal. Our self, the body, it ain't real. And the material beings, they're not real. And all, more 99, or I'll say out of every 1,000 human on this earth believe in what they see. And you can see it. And Allah say the root of all evil is belief in the things of the material world you see, beginning with yourself. So this is why we got all this evil going on. People believing in themselves, and even in the gospel of a prophet Isa, alayhi salam, peace be upon him, Jesus, so-called Jesus, he said in the last days, in the book of Allah revealed to him, because it's the same in the Quran, that in the last days of evil in this world, most people would be believers in themselves. They wouldn't believe in Allah. They wouldn't believe in Allah, because he worshiped Allah just like Prophet Muhammad worshiped Allah, and Abraham, and Moses, and Noah, and Solomon, and Lot. I can go on. Abel won Allah. Abel won Allah. Again, I emphasize that. You can believe it or not, because one day everybody going to bear witness and testify that there is no God but Allah. And they go, oh, then in jinns, evil spirits, and human beings go, oh, bow down to their creator. Yeah, that's right. So with that said right there, people, this is serious time we're in. This is no time for no joking. Most people right now, they're looking at this government and with Donald Trump and what he's planning to do and all the talk. But see, people fail, especially Muslims, fail to realize Muslims in America, that Donald Trump represents a leadership of not only America, but the whole United Nations. They get together in New York and plan to destroy 99% of their population in whatever country or continent it is. The United Nations, they work for the devil. They work for Satan. Satan told Allah, I'm going to destroy all human beings. He didn't say I'm going to get a percentage. He said, I'm going to destroy them all. And then Allah told him, the ones you ain't going to be able to destroy. And Allah said, those would be my, what? Sincere is the key word, servants who've been purified by my grace, through my grace. You can't be purified of all the evil that we have collected in this world unless you submit your will to Allah's will. And this will is just like running water. It will cleanse you. It will keep going through you spiritually, mentally, and clean all them evil thoughts and evil desires out of your heart and clean your body. That's why we pray 5 times a day. And what do we use? We don't use sand. We use water. Water is symbolic of moral purity, moral cleansing. And most people are morally corrupt. Allah's spirit don't dwell in no unclean body. Our body is the masjid. Our body is the temple. And if you are evil in your mind, you're thinking evil thoughts, you got evil desires in your heart, and your actions are evil, you are not of Allah. You are a completely evil person. When you forget Allah, what is there? What else is left when you forget Allah? Allah is all good. So when you forget Allah, what else is there left for you to be into? All evil. Evil waiting on you to forget Allah. So it can come in your life and take over and start destroying you and get you to destroy all the human beings too. The soul. See, evil knows that the real human being is not the flesh. it knows the real human being is the soul. Why? Because before evil was good. Evil was in heaven. It wasn't evil in heaven. It was good. Satan was a jinn. But he was a good jinn in heaven. He worked for Allah and obeyed Allah. And his followers, the jinns, did too. Until they disobeyed Allah, they got excommunicated out of heaven. Cut off from of the guidance of Allah. And when we forget Allah, we get cut off from the guidance of our Creator, and then we become walking devils on the earth. Don't talk about the Satan. You talk about your own devil. Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon the last, and universal prophet for all mankind of Allah, said the greatest fight we got as human beings is the fight against our own evil carnal desires. Our own evil carnal desires, which leads us into all of the evils of this world, this evil world. You see? So, yeah, this is where we're coming from right here. It's not hard. I want to read from the Quran, too, something here. And this is in particular, especially for the Muslim, but it's for everybody. Anybody can benefit from the Quran because it's for all mankind. But in particular, this is for the Muslims because most of the Muslims, 999 out of every 1,000, they ain't doing their job. They ain't doing their job. They done turned their backs on Allah, and they worshiping materialism and done worshiping idols like most of the other people in the world, the Christians, the Jews, and other people. Most of them, all of them, they worshiping. Most of them, the idols. What is idols? Anything you can see is an idol. Islam don't invite all people to the truth. There is no cause for dissembling or disputing with each other. Allah say false are the Muslims who corrupt his truth in the Quran and hinder people from coming to Allah in Islam. Allah say they are hypocrites, they false. Allah say let the true Muslims hold together in unity and moral discipline, knowing that they have a mission of righteousness for all humanity. Allah say no harm can come to them. Allah said, though there are good people in other religions, true Muslims must be true to their own Islamic brotherhood. They should seek help and friendship from their own Islamic brotherhood and stand firm in faith in Allah for justice and constancy and patient perseverance. Assalamu alaikum for right now. Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum as-salam. As you can see, our radio is noise. Imam Shabazz is coming on strong today with a clear message from the Quran, from Allah, bringing it to you, letting you know what time it is and what you must do. So let's listen carefully, prepare ourselves, pass it on, and people come out of this world of evil weakness. Come back to the world of Allah, of righteousness, truth, justice, all that is good. As Imam Shaheed Shabazz said, Allah's world is the world of good, all that is good. The problem that we have is that we have gone astray from this world and we've joined with this evil world, wanting to be partners and friends and do what they're doing. And then we're wondering what's wrong today. What's happening in the world? We have lost our spiritual life. That spiritual life, the spirit of God from our Creator. We don't have it anymore. We've chosen the way of the world, and the way of the world is evil. So people, listen carefully to the teaching today. They're here for you. For you. For your life. Imam Shaheed Shabazz comes on not just as a message to detain you, but a message to save your life, to let you know what the problem is in the world today that's causing the destruction of life, human lives, and all this wickedness and evilness is going on, and to help you turn back to the right way. So it's a serious message. Take it serious. Don't take it for a joke, for play. And now we do have today, I see, we have two people here today who have joined us. And I'm going to call one of them, one that's been a while now with us as the show began today. And that number is 336 number we have. 336-762-2858. Could you give us your name and tell us where you're calling from?
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
This is Idris Abdul Sabor, and I'm calling from High Point, North Carolina this morning. And I like to rein in on the program. It's a beautiful topic. I'd like to give my greetings to all the Muslim men and women who's on the air and listening. You know, it's a beautiful topic, you know, a world of people who have forgotten their creator. Allah says in Surah 2, Ayat 152, he says, "So remember me, and I will remember you, and be grateful to me, and do not deny me." You know, this is one of the number one things in our society that we live in today, where we forget our creator, and we only call upon him in a time of need. But we forget to call upon him and thank him in our time of graciousness that he extends to us. So we deny him because when we are in a moment of gratefulness and in a moment of prosperity and pleasure, we take the stance of thinking that all of this goodness comes from ourselves, and we forget him until we fall into a time of need. And I think this is a form of ungratefulness of mankind, and so the world has fallen into a state of despair because now every man is his own Lord. And I'd like to say thank you on that comment. I'd like to say thank you and open the floor for someone else's question or comment. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. And first of all, I want to thank you, Brother Idris, for coming on. And I want to say that what you just said was so beautiful. It ain't how long you talk. It's the quality of the message you bring in. That is so untrue, what you said in the Quran. Before we go any further, throughout the whole Quran, from our father heart to our mouth, the beginning to the end, Allah speaks about how mankind is so ungrateful. And he also speaking that what you were saying, he said, "Which of the favors of your Lord will you deny?" I mean, Allah is so gracious to mankind, but yet they show no gratitude. And like you say, he used a parable. He said when the men are out at sea and a terrible storm come, they cry and say, "Oh, Allah, oh, Allah, Allah, our Lord, Allah, if you bring us through this, we will be ever so grateful." And he said when he bring them back safely, stop the storm to dry land, they forget Allah just that quick. They forget that he just saved them from drowning.
Right.
So man's ingratitude, Allah, you said it, he says man's number one cause of his downfall, he's ungrateful. Allah say, "Yo, our gratitude is a gain for our own soul."
That's right.
And he say, our ingratitude is a loss for our own soul. So it's deeper. It's deep, man. I mean, you know, people have lost their soul in forgetting Allah and being grateful to Allah. Allah don't need a people. See, that's what people fall in trap to, like what you're saying. They act like Allah need their worship. Allah is free of all needs and worth of all things. And the world he created down here is for us and put us down here as human, but he allows Shaitan to be down here too to test us with evil. So nothing that goes on in Allah's creation affects Allah. A lot of people be talking about a war between God and the devil. Ain't no war between Allah and Satan. Allah, Satan tell you in the Quran. That's why the Quran is the only true scripture on the earth with no falsehood in it. Satan himself tell you, "I fear Allah." So these people out here doing evil, fearing evil, thinking evil got power, Donald Trump, or whoever they call evil, the child or whoever, Allah still have all power over the heavens and the earth. And nothing can happen without his knowledge and permission. I'm going to stop right here and give somebody else an opportunity.
Jazakallah Khairu, brother. That was right on point.
Ha,
All right, brother, we have you on the Idris.
Yes, I am here.
All right, so go ahead and let us hear more of that beautiful message that you have to give to us.
Yes, you know what Brother Shaheed said, what Imam Shaheed said was right on point. You know, we are ungrateful people. You know, we don't remember him the way we should. Allah says in Quran that they put a poor estimate on him. We hear things all the time about his hands and his eyes and you know what he says, and you know he has his foot on these things, and then we start thinking that he's a human, you know, and we put a poor estimate on him. His hands is not like our hands. What he sees is far greater than what we see. What he touches is far greater than what we touch, you know. And when he touches the thing, what is decreed for it cannot be changed. We cannot change the decree of Allah. What good is supposed to come to us will come to us by his decree. What is not supposed to come to us will not come to us by his decree. But man tries to change his decree. And when we try to go outside the bounds of his decree is when man steps over his bounds. And now he is playing and acting as a lord himself. We forget that Allah is the Lord of everything. Of everything, of the heavens and the earth and everything that is in between it. He is the Lord of the seen and the unseen things. So the things that we don't see for the human being, it's in our mind that it doesn't exist. But Allah sees all, and he knows what is prescribed for us, and we can't change that decree. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Very good, Brother Idris. And what I wanted to say, Brother Idris, to your statement there, which are facts, Quranic facts, is that, you know, by me being in Islam now in America, and like Al-Hajj Malik Shabazz said, if you black and you were born in America, you were born in prison. Well, Allah has freed me in this prison, and one of the things that I did want to say, inshallah, if he blessed me to remember it, is that, yes, he did. Allah, all praise is due to Allah. See, you have what's called in the Quran ritual. You have symbols, and the symbols and the rituals all point to the message that Allah trying to relay to you. So really, when Allah say hands in the Quran, this is an English language. Hands, Allah ain't got no hands. That means it's power. You see, that means it's power.
That's right.
It don't mean hand. He ain't got no hands. Ain't nobody never seen Allah's hand. Ain't nobody never seen Allah.
Right.
Allah says in the Quran, in the beginning, this is the book. In my book is God and sure without doubt to those who what? Believe in the unseen. Who
right.
Fear me and believe in the unseen. So nobody can see Allah. Allah is a spirit. He's spiritual. You can't
right.
See the spirit. You can't even see the air you breathe, but it keeps you alive.
That's right.
But Allah is the one controlling the air to keep you alive. Allah said in the Quran, I'm closer to the human being than this jackal thing.
That's right.
So ain't no need of thinking that you can go to the hospital and the doctors can do something for you. Allah said when he put an affliction on you, nobody can remove that affliction but Allah.
That's right.
You know, and so, you know, this is a very, very good talk because, you know, like I said, Allah gave the human being a limited amount of freedom of will. But Earth, Wind, and Fire, a group that I grew up with, a singing group, they had a song, Keep Your Head to the Sky. And they said, of Allah, they said, I'm a singer, so I'm going to sing it a little bit. Just, it says, he gave us a will to be free. The purpose to live in his reality. So the purpose of our will is to live in Allah's reality. See, what is Allah's reality? Allah's reality on this earth is unseen. So when you worship Allah, you're supposed to worship Allah as though you see him looking at you. And though you know you don't see him looking at you, You're supposed to believe that in your soul and heart and know he is looking at you because he is unseen. But he is unseen. You're not unseen. You see. But he wants you to understand that your real self ain't what you see. He created what you see, your body. He wants you to understand your real true identification is his spirit in you. That's your real life. It's unseen like Allah. So how do you connect with Allah? And how do these people get back to Allah that's done disconnected to Allah or with Allah? By stop looking on the outside, idolizing themselves and these material things, and by start sincerely looking on the inside, thinking, using their intellect. Allah says in the Quran, he speaks to the human being in our intelligence. So what do intelligence mean? Intelligence means a person who thinks. Allah says the beginning of wisdom is the fear of Allah. An intelligent person is a person who fears to do wrong.
That's right.
That's an intelligent person. A person that don't fear to do wrong, that's a fool. Whether they say they're Muslim or not, that's a fool.
That's right.
That's a fool.
Oh, man. So true. So true.
So you go ahead on at this time, Idris.
Okay. You know, that's profound that you say. I was just thinking in my mind, you know, this gives rise to the principle of Tawheed, the oneness of Allah. You know, and Tawheed has three stages or three dimensions of Tawheed. You have Tawheed al-Rububiyyah, that's the belief in the oneness of the Lordship of Allah, that everything belongs to him. Everything, nothing belongs to us. Even our bodies is his servant. Our tongues is his servant. And we should fear. Our hands is his servant. And on the day of resurrection, Allah say in the Quran that the body will be made to testify against us. So I can imagine on the day of resurrection, in my limited thinking, with my limited intellect, that on the day of resurrection, my tongue will say to Allah, his Lord, oh, my Lord, you are my Lord, but you assigned me to this man's body, and he had me saying things you would not approve of. I could see on the day of resurrection that my hand will say to his Lord, oh, my Lord, you are my creator, but you assigned me to this man's body, and he had me doing things with these hands that you would not approve of. So, you know, the fear of Allah is very important, you know, and that fear of Allah, when we go out and do crime and do sin and say things we're not supposed to, you see the criminal, he's slinking around the cars, he's ducking and dodging and peeking around corners. Is he really looking for his Lord? Does he fear his Lord or does he fear man more? Because if he feared his Lord, he wouldn't be out doing the crime because he would know that Allah is unseen, but he sees all things. So the proper and healthy relationship with our Lord is to have a healthy and strong fear of him.
Yes.
Because we fear his wrath, we fear his punishment, we fear the order, because Allah created things with law and order. He said the law is if you do right, you'll be rewarded, and if you do wrong, you will be punished. So we go through life and we do good, and then we go through life and then we do bad, and we continue to do the bad because it pleases many of us. And so we say, well, if doing bad, I'm getting rewarded by doing all these bad, what we fail to realize that Allah has not written the order for the punishment to take place. So Allah created everything in law and order. That's why we can continue to do sin for so long. And then one day we wake up and we're dying, or we're suffering a major injury, or we are in jail, or are in confinement, or hurt from it, from some incident that took place. Why? Because Allah gave us time for us to see that he is all merciful, and we should be grateful in remembering him, you know, and change our lifestyle and be good to show our gratitude to him. But instead, we continue in the wrong direction until he writes the order for the punishment to take place.
Beautiful Allah, brother. Beautiful brother, Idris.
Allah is unseen, but he sees all things. So
yes.
When we do wrong, we need to, when we're slinking around the corners or hiding behind the doors, thinking that we are hiding from mankind, we should actually be trying to distance ourselves from unrighteousness, as he put a distance between east and west, and know that he sees us even when we don't see him. Salaam alaikum.
Wa alaikum salaam. Very beautiful, Idris. I'm going to let the co-host go ahead and say she might have some comments herself. Then
all
I'll come
right,
in.
Thank you. And I
you're
thank
welcome.
You for
thank
letting
you.
Me speak.
Oh, thank Allah, brother. You're one of Allah's speakers.
All right, my beautiful people. My brother, you're speaking so strong today, so beautiful. And I'm just being overwhelmed by this beautiful message and this putting so many thoughts about this world and what's going on in it today that we so blindly can't see because we are choosing our will, as you said. We're not doing what Allah has decreed for us to do. We're doing what we have decreed for ourselves to do.
Mm.
And as such, we are causing this destruction that we're talking about. We're asking what's wrong with the world and what's happening, not realizing that we are, if we're not a part of the solution, we're a part of the problem. And we certainly, if we go straight from Allah, we can't be a part of the solution. If we go away from God's will that he has decreed for us, from his blueprint, from the way he has planned his plan for life, our lives, and we choose where the world and our own way of life are doing things, then we are creating the problems. We are the problem. And we must understand it, that the problem is us. It's not somebody else. Stop looking for somewhere else and look within yourself. Huh? And so the first part, now the first war is with yourself, with you. Check out your own self, your own soul. Who is that you're looking at in the mirror? That's the one you go to first and ask yourself, are you living to please your creator? Are you living your life right? This is where it all begins. I'm going to use two examples here. One is, I was looking at this on Facebook they had here. No, I she was a messenger, the same thing. And she was, it's horrible, horrible. About 3 or 4 year old daughter, she was punishing. And the way she was punishing, letting her out of the heaven, beating her so hard. Then she stomped the child, just on her back and stomped her in the back. Not any punishment. This is showing you hate that person. This is showing that you don't want that person near you. Wish that person was a hero to you. This is terrible. What it's doing, that person, I don't care how small it is, it wants to get away from you as quick as it can. And you drive that person right into the world of evil because they see you treating it that way and they say, hey, here it is. We got a child here, a person here that can use to do all evil wickedness, and it won't matter about the parents. Don't care. They're getting worse than this. Man, that's evil. But you're putting that into that.
You kind of breaking up, sister.
Yes.
You're breaking up.
We're breaking up? Okay, let me see.
You sound better now. You better now.
Okay, yeah, I was sitting in a chair. I'm in a certain place. Then I start breaking up, so thank you. I sat there before, and someone told me I was breaking up. So anyway, people, we are bringing on our own evil by the evil that we do within ourselves to ourselves, to our loved ones, to our children. We call ourselves putting fear in them of doing wrong because we don't want the law to take and punish them, but we're treating them worse than the law would punish them. So we have to understand there's ways that you punish a person when they are wrong. And you punish them with love in your heart, letting them know that you don't want to do them. You don't want to hurt them, but you must make them aware of what they're doing to themselves. Not almost kill that person and beat that person cruelly like that. Of course, I believe they had her. That was truly child abuse that you can do. But I'm showing what we do to our own self is ignorance and not realizing. Then we had this they had this incident with the waffle shop, and I was suing them because the young lady was eating and they gave her, showed her that, I can't even think, I'm trying to talk too fast, you know how everything goes blank. anyway, a pay stub, okay. They gave her a pay stub, and on it, they were charging her for plastic forks and spoons. So she was questioning them as to why she was being charged with plastic forks and spoons, and they ended up calling the police on her. She didn't have a knowledge of it. So when the person came and told her to get out, come on, I was to move it, she refused to move, and they slammed her and put her on the ground.
It's a lot of static. A lot of static.
Yes, coming in. A call. Someone's trying to bring a call in. And I don't know why they do that. When they see you on a call, they're still trying to call in people. And it creates a static situation. Static. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you clear now.
Okay, yeah, the call has stopped coming in. So I have to ignore the traffic. I can't continue to do that. And then you can see that even in this world, the things that are happening, and that's really going on now with this white supremacy thing, and most white supremacists are in government and all that. So we're receiving more abuse than ever with our own people as a result of that. Our people have to realize that if we were united like we should be, and to stop the evil of the church as a people, it will not be. We will be so easily accessible to the evil amongst us. And now I think I've said enough. I want to thank you, Brother, for the beautiful message that you're bringing us. I know the always comes on so powerful each other, but a strong, powerful message from Allah. I want to thank the both of you. I want to remind the audience that you are listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shaheed Shabbat, the reality of the Creator. And we're letting you know, people, that the reason for our problems that we have gone, we forgot. That is the reason why we're having these problems. And that's what the message is about. And the subject is about today. So both of you in the radio listening audience, if you would like to join us in a comment or question, you can do so by hitting the number one button on your radio. We'd love to hear from you, too. But just come on and join us. Otherwise, enjoy the way that you receive what you're looking for in this beautiful message, because it is from Allah. It is from the Creator, the Almighty God. And I want you to take it to heart. Not take for entertainment, and let others know too. All right, now we will have again Imam Shaheed Shabbat.
Yes, thank you. What I want to say is clear from Allah, and it's very thought provoking. Allah revealed this to me. You know, people are always talking about the government. Now, Allah has really blessed me very much to be able to break down and dissect this English language like he did Al-Hajj Malik Shabazz when he broke down the whole dictionary. You know, this is an evil language, and this language here, English, you have to be very, very careful with it. Government don't mean the government up in Washington, D.C., or over in Nigeria somewhere. No, government means the human being was given. He was given his life to govern his life according to the way Almighty God Allah meant. That's government. Govern your life according to the way Allah meant for you to live. Allah says in the Holy Quran, discipline and obedience are absolutely necessary to serve him. You got all of these Muslims running around here talking about they Muslims, and they're misleading other people by their conduct. They'll speak Arabic, learning Arabic and becoming a Hafiz, which means one who's versed in the Arabic of the Quran, not the language, but the pure Arabic of Allah in the Quran. They think that that person has learned, they'll call them Oshet. And that's done become a fad now. Muslims calling other Muslims, oh, Sheikh, Sheikh, Sheikh. That's a sin, you calling somebody a Sheikh when they going out here after they speak the Arabic or give a kupa and committing sins outright, consciously, intentionally. People, Muslims, Allah said we have a mission of righteousness for humanity. You, Allah say, do you enjoin right conduct on the people, Muslims? And you have the Quran, the book wherein there is no mistakes. It can't be corrupted. It can't be changed. It's the pure word of Almighty God. Some people trying to be smart, especially Christians, wrote that book written by a man too. Every book was written down. The scripture was written down for the people. We're human beings. How do we read? We read by reading words, don't we? But that don't mean they're trying to be smart. But the difference they don't know is the Quran revelation, unlike any of the other revelations Allah sent to his prophets, Allah protected the Quran because the Quran was the revelation for all mankind. All the other revelation was for, and their prophets were sent to a certain group of people. But Prophet Muhammad is the prophet, this is the last prophet that was sent to all people to correct the religious incorrections that were put in their religion, not by the prophets, but by those who say they follow the prophets, that didn't follow the prophets, and they put in their own innovations. So the Holy Quran is without innovations. When you read the Quran, it's like you read, you ain't no light. You're talking to your creator, and he's talking back to you. And he's instructing you on the life that you're supposed to live. The Holy Quran is just like building a car. The car got different parts. And you can't run that car if you try to run it in a part that don't fit over there. So the Holy Quran is the manuscript for our life. It teaches us how to live our life. It teaches you good from evil. It teaches you right from wrong. It teaches you sincere true faith from hypocrisy. Huh? Nothing is left out in the Quran. Everything that we need to guide us through this evil world that Allah called a fire of temptation is in the Quran. You see? So, you know, people, this is no game. Muslims especially, and I'm going to say this too. You know the reason Allah haven't really, and he revealed this to me. You can disagree or agree. I'm standing with it till I die. It's in the Quran. Allah say the reason that he really haven't destroyed all the evil in the world, because most of the people in religion, especially the Muslims, they haven't went out and warned the people. And Allah say he never destroyed people without them having due warnings. And his warnings is according to his will. He warned them as much as he wanted to warn them. And, you know, the Muslims are out here supposed to be leaders in faith, leading and guiding other people in the right. And most of the Muslims are leading and guiding other people away from Islam, not so much just by their talking, but by their bad moral conduct. And Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, he is said by Allah to be the best moral example for anybody, any religion, any people who want to have any hope on the last day, the day of judgment, that they might, their soul will be saved from the torments of the hellfire. Say, follow his example, and you guarantee you won't go to the hellfire. You will be able to come straight back to him. And he says that to such a degree that he says in the Quran, he say, those who obey Prophet Muhammad obey Allah. And Aisha radiallahu anhu, may Allah be pleased with her, Prophet Muhammad's wife, she said to someone that didn't know the Prophet personally, and they wanted to know about him, and she was telling them about him, and she had the Quran, and she said this book that God, Allah, revealed to him, he lives every word in this book. He lives this book. His life is this book. So she said he's a walking Quran. So you Muslims, if you want to be true and sincere mu'minoons, you will live by the Quran. Allah said if you live and obey his guidance in the Quran, he says he will lead you straight to Jannah. Through this world, all the evil, straight back to him. Straight back home, ma'am, to him in paradise. And he said, if you take the Quran and play with it and go out here and gain money, use the Quran, the knowledge of the Quran to gain worldly gain, he said, you ain't doing nothing but gaining fuel for the fire to burn you in the hell fire forever and forever. And the brother Idris, I wanted to say this too about these things people call good in this world, even themselves. Allah say the things that we call good in this world ain't nothing but goods and chattels of deception. Why are they chattels of deception? Because ain't nothing in this world good. Ain't no human being in this world good. If you hear somebody say, I'm good, you know that's a jinn. You better get away from them. Because Allah's all good. So even the good in this world is in my car, my Mercedes, my Lexus, my beautiful wife, my handsome husband, my beautiful children. All the money I got, is that the good? If it's the good, then why is the world in so much evil? That's what people striving for. The good in this world is the same good in the hereafter. It's the goodness of Allah. And until people bring the goodness of Allah back in their hearts, start desiring good. I remember when I was out there before I accepted Islam, I used to commit a lot of crimes and do a lot of, you know, evil things. Not to hurt nobody, but to hurt myself, really, mostly, but I was hurting others because they were looking. And you know what? I didn't like what I was doing. Even though I was doing it, I didn't like the bad I was doing, the evil I was doing. And I say that to say this, that Prophet Muhammad, this is for you Muslims in particular, and for you Christian and Jews in particular too, but mostly the Muslims, because we're the leaders in faith. Prophet Muhammad, the last prophet for all people, said, people, when the good you do make you feel good and the bad you do make you feel terrible, he said, then you're a true believer in Allah. Then you're a true believer. You got people out here doing evil, Muslims, and just rejoicing. I was in Baltimore, Maryland a little while ago, and they had just built this African-American brother, this $1.2 million masjid or $3 million or whatever. At the price, it was a big masjid, and they bragged on it and everything, and bragged on the Arabic speaking African Americans in particular in there. And you had brothers going down the street before Jumu'ah prayer, our biggest prayer, the Muslims on Friday. One brother we would go by, he would be selling drugs down in front of a liquor store with the other African Americans, and then when Jumu'ah prayer time come in, he'll come to Jumu'ah and put on his robe and go through his, the Jumu'ah prayer, and after Jumu'ah he would go back down on the corner and start selling his drugs again. And the Muslims there, they wouldn't say nothing to him, but when I came there to Baltimore trying to encourage them, how can you just think you will know Arabic? And one of them told me, I wasn't even a Muslim. I didn't even know Islam because I didn't speak the Arabic fluently. And here he was supporting drug dealers and telling me, go argue with me about making two prayers when my prayer is between me and Allah. Anyway, he ain't have nothing to do with it. So I said, okay, brother, I was still humble. And he tried to fight me. He wanted to fight me. You understand? So here the Muslims, conduct is atrocious. And Allah ain't going to destroy this evil in the world knowing that these Muslims ain't getting this message to the people. So you know who getting the message to Allah's people since most of the Muslims ain't doing it? Allah himself. Allah. Allah is doing it. Allah is changing this world. And that's why so many Muslims are killing each other and being killed because they have turned their backs. They ain't really turned their back. They have turned away from Allah, and Allah have turned away from them, And so evil got them, killing each other, killing their children, being homosexuals, being lesbians, in all kinds of corruption, and talking about being Muslims. And Allah ain't speaking to Muslims in the Quran, no way. You know who Allah is speaking to in the Quran? Mu'minuns and Mu'min. He's speaking to the believers and the believers in Allah. And Allah says those who believe in him are those who fear him, and they believe in the unseen. See, what is the fear of Allah? The fear of Allah is the fear to do wrong, even though you know you don't see Allah. Feel wrong because you know Allah see you, he's unseen. Not only that, but he got angels writing down and recording your deeds in your record that's going to be waiting on you on the day of judgment. And like Brother Idris said, your body is a Muslim. Everything created by its nature is Muslim. What does that mean? Everything by its nature submits to the will of Allah. So people, yes, your body parts are on the day of judgment be speaking against you. Your hands don't say, Allah, you created me to do good, but by you giving him a limited or her a limited freedom of choice, they chose to take my hands and do wrong. They chose to take me into that drug house there. I didn't want to go, but you made me an obedient servant to the human being. So the human being made me do all of this wrong here. So you ain't even going to be able to blame your body. Your body going to speak against you, testify against you for the evil you're doing, people. And I'm going to say this, people, before I conclude this part of my talk anyway. People, the day of judgment, Allah says, ever drawing near. When our people's hearts will come right up to their throats to choke them. That means your heart, all the evil in your heart that you've been doing, it's going to come. You ain't going to be able to say nothing. Your evil going to come up through you like a cancer and just choke out your words. You ain't going to be able to say nothing because your whole life going to be corrupt and a lie. So you ain't going to be able to say nothing. You ain't going to be able to say nothing and speak and plea against Allah's book of truth because Allah going to say, read your own record. It's sufficient to make out a clear evidence against you. Ain't this you right here? Ain't this you right here, boy? He going to flash your whole life before you, and you're going to see nothing but wrong. And all of those who died in sin going to be resurrected in sin. Those who die in righteousness going to be resurrected in Allah's righteousness. And Allah say, on the day of judgment, those who died in sin, it's going to be total darkness when he resurrect all of us in this world. He say, and the only people going to be able to see is those who have the ruh, or the light of Allah, the nur of Allah. And he said, those who don't have the nur of Allah, they ain't going to be able to see this bridge called the Sirat. This bridge is going to be a bridge over the hellfire. And the only people that's going to be able to see how they go across that bridge is those who have the light of Allah to show them. Those who do not have the light of Allah, died in sin, wickedness, and evil, they're going to be in complete darkness. They're going to be running up to us to have the light of Allah, the true believers, and asking to borrow some of our light. And Allah is going to tell us to tell them, we just got enough light for ourselves. Run to the back of the line and try to find you some light from somewhere else. Ain't nobody going to be able to give nobody no light. If you don't live by the light of Allah now, you're not going to have the light of Allah at the resurrection and judgment to take you into heaven. You're going to be in darkness, and all the people in darkness under the bridge are going to be nothing but hell. You're going to be going into the hell fire. So the majority of the people, without the light of Allah, they're going to be going right into the hell fire. And guess what? Allah say 99 out of every 1,000 human beings he created, they ain't going to have no light. So they're going to be going right under the bridge into hell, and only one going to make it across that bridge called the Sirat, the bridge over troubled waters. Another way you can say it, because it's going to be nothing but trouble under the bridge. Hell ain't nothing but trouble. Huh? And see, when you do evil, you get in trouble, and that trouble leads you to what? Hell. So, you know, it's plain, and it's not complicated. So I'm finished at this time.
Beautiful. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Teach on, my brother. Teach on. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. He's bringing the message, people. No excuse. No excuse you have when you confront your Creator on the Day of Judgment, because you have heard the message loud and clear from the Imam Shahid Shabazz and those others to bring to you the true message from Allah, the way of life that He's planned to decide and for you to live, and you have gone astray from that way, and you're making mockery and refusing, turning your back, getting attitudes when somebody tries to guide you to the right way. I want to hear that message. I saw you just God. They this, they that. Yes, but when it comes to the Day of Judgment, what will you be saying? Will you be saying those words then? Huh? It's best to be safe than sorry, people. Best, and you know, most of saying they know this, you know. It's still in their heart. Allah lets them know. He says, the thump of their hearts when they're doing wrong. He warns us from within. Don't go that way. Don't do that. I'm warning you. I'm warning you of the consequences. They're not going to be good. You're not going to be pleased with them. But most people ignore this message. And they continue to go on their way, thinking that their wrong is right, because they feel like this life is boring without the foolishness, the false spirits and show of it, the wickedness and evilness that draws them. This is how Shaitan catches you. That's what it's all about. It's false. It's not real, like you're not real. Nothing physical, as Imam Shaitan Shabazz, or material in this world is real. It's all just an illusion, people. An illusion. You hear 1 minute, gone the next. It's here 1 minute, gone the next. So that's something that's not real, not lasting. All right, so I was reading from the Quran, the Surah 18, Al-Kahf, and this is so interesting because it's right on point with what we're saying to you today, what the Imams are bringing to you. It's, do the unbelievers think that they can take my servants as protectors besides me? Verily, prepared hell for the unbelievers, for their entertainment. Say, shall we tell you of those who lose most in respect to their deeds? Those whose efforts have been wasted in this life, while they thought that they were acquiring good by their works. They are those who deny the signs of their Lord and the fact of their having to meet Him in the hereafter. Yes, that's what we've been telling you. Vain will be their works, nor shall we on the Day of Judgment give them any weight. That is their reward, hell, because they rejected faith and took my signs and my messengers by way of jest. Yes, mockery of those who strive good, pretending they're with them and then behind their back, we're just teasing, we're just joking, we're not with them, we're with you. Huh? As to those who believe and work righteous deeds, they have for their container the gardens of paradise. So, people, right here is confirmation of what we've started to teach with the message Imam Shahid Shabazz is bringing to you. Okay. And the beautiful Imam Idris. Just what they're bringing to you is what he said, being said right here in the Quran, being confirmed. Listen carefully. And as I said earlier, people, we need this to heart, because that's what we heart.
You're breaking up, sister. You're breaking up, sister.
All right. Thank you, brother. It's probably okay for an end in one part. And then move to another. I'm seeing sometimes.
Yeah, you're breaking up real very much so.
And maybe I need to be out now.
Okay, can hear you better now.
Okay, I'm going into another part of the house. It's the unfortunate thing about this, but I noticed it seems to be in the we have our doors in the springtime. we seem to be breaking up more. I don't know whether that has anything to do, or not the atmosphere. Anyway, I'm on a different part now. So thank you a lot. You can hear me clearer than you were.
Yeah, I wanted to share something before I forget it, before the program go off. It's Surah 3, Ali Imran. And this is very profound, and it's power pack. It's like a Muhammad Ali knockout blow, you know, or a Bruce
yes,
Lee
sir.
Knockout blow, you know.
All right. Yes, sir.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Allah says, as for those who sell, now check this out. Allah says, as for those who sell the faith, they owe to Allah and their own word that they're going to submit to Allah for a small price, for these material things, which is a small price, he said they shall have no portion, no good, like you said, in the hereafter. Nor would he say he designed to speak to them or even look at them on the day of judgment. And he said, nor would he cleanse them of sin. He said they shall have a grievous penalty. That's a warning to you Muslims in particular.
Yes, sir. But
because ain't no way Allah's spirit don't dwell in an unclean body. Your body is the temple. Your body is the masjid. And I want to say to you Muslims who are always talking about turning to the east to make salat, emphasizing that, arguing with people about that. Allah say righteousness is not whether you turn your face to the east or the west. Righteousness is to live a life of fearing to do wrong, knowing that Allah is everywhere. And Allah say you don't pray to him 5 times a day only. Allah say you remember him all the time, 24/7. A lot of Muslims want to emphasize just making the rituals of prayer. But what is really prayer for? Prayer is to teach you to remember Allah every day, all night, and all day. Not just 5 times a day, bowing down. Prayer, Allah said you can sit down and pray. Stand up and pray. You can walk and pray. Prayer is not rituals. Islam is not a religion of ritualism like other religions. In fact, Islam is not even a religion. Islam is a way of life. It's not a way of life. Islam is the way of life for all creation. Allah is life, and Allah created all creation. So Allah says, this day have I perfected, he told Prophet Muhammad, your religion, and chosen for you Islam as your way of life for all humanity. So for all humanity, Islam is your way of life. And until the world, and you got more, Islam is the fastest growing, you can say religion just by word, in the world. Why? Because there was a saying, it don't even matter who said it, but it's true. It says, after all else fail the people, then comes Islam to correct the people. And everything the people done turned to, even the Muslims, other than Allah, done failed them and is still failing them every day. And until you come back to Allah's righteousness, until you come back to sincerity, until you come back to wanting to please Allah and not yourself, you're going to be destroyed by your own evil and the evil of this world. Yes. Evil, you're going to be destroyed. Allah said the evil results of the people's deeds in the past came back on them and destroyed them. And he said the evil results of this generation we in going to soon overtake and destroy us too. And we see that happening. You see, history repeats itself. We ain't nothing new.
2 minutes.
Okay, well, 2 minutes, we will say a prayer. Oh, Allah, creator of the heavens and the earth, Lord of all lords, King of all kings, ruler of all rulers, forgive us if we said anything that wasn't pleasing to you or wasn't in accord with your will. We only seek to please you, not ourselves. Save us from our own selves. Let your will be done in our life, Allah, for the true believers, not our will. Take our will, and don't let our will ever come back in our life, because as you say, all good come from your will, and all bad come from our will. Please save us from our own will and the will of the rejecters of faith. Oh, Lord, grant us good of this life and good of the next life, the true believers, and save us from the torments, please, of the hellfire. Amen. As-salamu alaykum.
Amen. Well, as-salamu alaykum. Thank you again, our radio listening audience, for joining us today for a beautiful, another beautiful discussion of the Lord. Invite us to come with you. And thank the beautiful brother who joined us and worked in the Lord also.